We continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us, Barney Larry, VP Business Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation. Infection Prevention to Stephanie Free and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. And Barney, we'll start with you and get those latest numbers this morning.
Yes, good morning, Brad, on this beautiful fall day. It's just gorgeous today. Listen, in Arkansas, we have 80,003 total cases with 6,529 of active cases. Unfortunately, 490 of those are hospitalized with 97 on ventilators. We've had 1,350 deaths. In Baxter County, we have a total of 357 total cases with 60 of those cases are active with two deaths. Here at Baxter Regional Medical Center, we've tested 6,325. 231 of those have been positive cases. We've had 35 admissions. Six are currently in the hospital. One of those are on a vent. We've had seven deaths. We've had a total of 36 total employees who have tested positive, and 11 of those currently are active are in-home in isolation.
Okay. Stephanie, let's turn to you for several questions this morning. Has the hospital started planning for if and or when a vaccine comes out?
We have started planning. You know, there's a lot of factors that come into play depending on the manufacturer that will be released with the vaccine, and the biggest one of those is really storage. You know, there's one vaccine that if it's released, it will require refrigeration. There's another one that it will require being frozen, and there's a third that would require even sub-zero temperatures. So that's the biggest thing that we're looking at right now is trying to play out through all those different scenarios and make sure that we have what we need to store the vaccine. And the CDC has released a planning guide that we're going through right now and looking at.
Now, Stephanie, with cold and flu season coming up, what symptoms should we watch for to signify we might have COVID-19 as opposed to a cold or a flu?
Well, that's going to be a real tricky one. You know, the symptoms are very similar between flu and COVID. Really, the only different symptom is the loss of taste and smell, and that's with COVID. So if anyone has loss of taste or smell, that would not be a factor for flu, but would be for COVID. But really, all the other symptoms are right on point for either or.
Okay. Now, if someone finds out they've been around someone that has tested positive for COVID-19, should they get tested right away?
No. So, you know, if you got exposed to somebody on Friday and you decide to go out and get tested on Saturday, you're likely going to test negative. You're not going to have enough of that viral load to show a positive result one day later. You know, the average incubation period for the virus when someone would get infected and then show symptoms is 5 days. So we really recommend if you're not showing any symptoms and you've been exposed to wait until day 6 following exposure to get tested, and then you will likely, if you are going to get the virus, test positive at that point. Now, if you were to develop symptoms sooner, then yes, go ahead and get tested because you will likely test positive if that's indeed what you have. The only other kicker is because it is a quarantine for 14 days, that means you could potentially get infected on, say, day 11. And so just because you've tested negative on day 6, does not mean you're free and clear. We recommend that you quarantine for that full 14 days to ensure that you're not going to go out into the public and expose other individuals.
Gotcha. Tobias, another community-wide testing event today. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Brad, today UAMS is back in town and helped partnering with us and our county officials as well. And we're doing another drive-through COVID-19 testing event at the Baxter County Fairgrounds. We're going to get started this morning at 10 a.m. It's going to go till 2 p.m. We do ask that you bring a phone with you because there will be a registration. You got to put in some information so they get the test results back to you. We'll be testing anyone 16 years and older, and the UAMS is bringing up to 200 tests so they can, you know, last time we ran out, so we do encourage people to come early. There'll be no out-of-pocket cost for this testing, and one of the neat things, Brad, this time, they're going to administer free flu shots with the COVID-19 testing if you want that, kind of a two-for-one, if you will, and I think that's a great idea, especially as we get into flu season. But that, again, that's today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Baxter County Fairgrounds for community-wide COVID-19 testing.
Very good. Barney, anything else we need to mention this morning?
Well, yeah, Brad, we just want to say a big shout-out to our community for their wonderful support and encouragement during these challenging days. And I want to say a special thank you to our volunteers who have really not wavered in their support. We're just very, very grateful for all the support. And, you know, I think this is what we consider around here that makes our BRMC a very, very special place. And, you know, we're just blessed. And so we just want everybody to enjoy this beautiful fall day, and everyone be safe.
All right. Hey, guys, great information. Thanks for the time again this morning.
Thank you.
All right, again, Barney, Larry, Stephanie, Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.